Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It will be a renewed appointment with Italian culture. Actually, that was the main goal of the festival, to bring in Ireland something that could gather people around the Italian culture. And this is already the third edition. Actually, the first edition was held in Cork in 2022 with a preview in Dublin. So it was born in Cork, this festival. And last year we brought 8 movies. This year we bring 6 movies. There are an amazing mixture of drama and comedy, and different also subjects, a different type of theme.
That is brilliant. And I suppose for people who mightn't be fluent in Italian, all of these films are going to be subtitled in English, which makes it very inclusive, doesn't it?
Of course, all the films are subtitled in English. Moreover, we have some movies that are like the opening movie, Io Capitano. And of course, it makes sense to have the subtitles. And then we have also different kind of accent and dialect from Italy. Different films are set in different parts of Italy. So it's also very interesting to know what the different accents and Italian sound from one region to another. So there will be, of course, English subtitles.
That is great. And Marco, for you to be involved in the festival, how exciting is it pulling a programme together and picking out the movies that are going to be part of it?
This year has been quite tricky, because last year, because we always pick the films of the previous year, last year there was a special trend in Italy. It means that a lot of actors and actresses wanted to become directors. So they started to make film as directors. And among this amount of films, we picked up some of the best movies. And we thought that, for example, 3 of the films that are screened in Cork, they're made by actors that move to the direction of the film. Overmore, we had some blockbuster films that needed to be shown, like Io Capitano, which was shortlisted for the award, for the Academy Award 2024. So it was very interesting to choose among these very different films.
And Marco, you mentioned earlier about that the festival was kind of born in Cork. How important has the support from Cork been? I know you work with the Italian department in UCC and the Cork International Film Festival as well. How important has that support been?
You know, for the first edition, it was I don't know how you say it in English, something that you cannot do without it. So it was a very important support from the UCC, Italian department, of course, and from the Cork International Film Festival, who is an important partner of the Italian Institute of Culture already since many years. This year, we renew this partnership with the Cork International Film Festival. They are very happy to have also shared the information in their communication, in their promotion as well. The UCC support is essential, because we are not based in Cork, as for example other cultural branches of Alliance Française, I guess, other, they are based in Cork, we are not based in Cork. So we need the support from the UCC, from the people, from the Italian community based in Cork. So this is really essential. And there's also the reason the International Film Festival, Italian Film Festival, born in Cork, just because we had that, then much more support than in other cities so far. Then this year we moved also to Galway, which is a great goal that we achieved this year, to have an edition in three cities, Dublin, Cork and Galway. And from the Galway University, the Italian department as well, we had also a great support, and from the Galway Society as well. So we are growing and we're happy to involve as much as partners as.
And that's brilliant. And Marco, finally, I suppose, for people who want to find out more and maybe look about getting tickets and things like that, where should they go?
So physically, you should go to the very beautiful refurbished Arc Cinema, which was the gate before. So you can go there and you can see, you can find the flyers, and you can find also some booklets that we already have on display. If you want to look at the webpage, you can go to the main webpage, which is nicefestival.org, which is the main webpage. And through there, you can go to the webpage of the Arc Cinema and to reserve the tickets already, because they are already on stage. On the webpage, you can find all the films that are screened, all the synopsis, all the stories, the plot, and the main information.